All right, nice team effort today. We're going to look at the film. We'll have some things to clean up, but found the path to victory. Proud of the guys for fighting through, playing a whole 60-minute game, offense, defense, and special teams.
Coach, can you talk about your running game, especially late, even though you weren't able to run the game out, the effectiveness of it for them using timeouts and the hard running you got from Jennings?
Yeah, I thought we found some good angles in space, and you give a big back the ball enough times, he'll be able to push the pile forward a little bit, and we did a nice job there in the fourth quarter.
What kind of feeling is that to see Victor get in the end zone in a big spot like that?
It was a big play. We were in four-down territory right there, and he made a play there, and he made a couple nice plays throughout the course of the game. It was good to see him out there, and I know it feels good for him. I don't have a chance to talk to him yet, but I'm happy for him.
When you throw on first down there, are you expecting to throw two, three times, four times?
What are you referring to?
First and third. When you're at the three-yard line, you throw on first down.
We're going to go with the best play we have available. They all weren't passes. It just worked out that way.
Could you take us through your decision-making process on the fourth down play late in the game, fourth and short, and you decided to punt?
Yeah, he's our sniper. You know, he's good at downing the ball inside the 10, and we're going to play to our strengths, and that's one of his strengths. He had to deal with a little bit of a high snap there, did a nice job fielding the ball, and just made sure he got it off after that. But we need to trust our players and do what they do best, and that's what he does best.
And what would you expect your motions in your first game, and then particularly when they had the ball at the end, when they were moving and they had a kicker who had already kicked a 56-yarder?
My emotions didn't have much to do with anything. I was focused on the game. That's it there.
Well, how about just your feeling about getting your first win?
It was great to see the defense come up with a stop there at the end. They battled all night. They played a lot of plays tonight, and they fought through it. It was nice to see our Thursday practices pay off, and they certainly did there at the end.
Ben, when you figured out, your clock management, they got the ball back with, 1:12 to go, no timeout. What was your sense there? Just hold them inside the 40 or something? Or what were you hoping for? Was it obviously one play?
Yeah, the more, if they're going to complete the ball, have them complete the ball inbounds. Don't let the quarterback out of the pocket, because if he gets out of the pocket, he can extend the play, and that's where the big ones happen.
When Williams doesn't get out of bounds, what's going through your mind those 5-6 seconds they're trying to get to the line?
12 seconds isn't enough time to clock the ball.
Victor at all on the sideline, even, or you haven't talked to him at all? Like, did you even get a chance as he was coming over?
No, I'll talk to him later.
What do you think you'll say?
Not much. I'll leave that personal. I know you like the personal stuff.
How did it feel to have your first win?
How's it feel? Still replaying the game in my head. Get a chance to look at the film tonight. Sometime in February, I'll enjoy it.
What was your message to the guys afterwards?
I thought they played with good discipline, good poise. They hung in there. We talk about just finding a path to victory. It all doesn't have to look great. There are a bunch of different ways you can find it. And they hung in there, and they did that this afternoon.
What happened on the interception Eli threw with Sterling? Was that just a miscommunication?
No, we were trying to win down the middle. Eli hitched up, tried to push the ball outside. Sterling's got to get some better separation, come back down the stem there, and he turned the wrong way. It's a rookie mistake. He'll learn from it and not repeat it.
It looked like guys went up to him and said something on the sideline. Did you say anything to him?
We had a conversation.
What did you think of Dak Prescott in his debut?
Excuse me?
What did you think of Dak Prescott in his debut?
I think he showed poise. I think he played well. I think he didn't force anything. And you used their line well, moved the pocket for them a little bit, and that's a good offensive unit.
Yeah, could you even that's the first game you've played at all, but Victor hadn't played in 700 days. I mean, they just looked
like we built Victor up to a point where we felt he could come out and play a full game for us. He came out, he played a full game for us. I'm sure he's excited. I'm excited for him.
Ben, this team lost a lot of these kinds of games in the last couple of years. Something different now, just today, that made it a victory rather than a defeat?
We look through the windshield. We're not looking through the rearview mirror. We're focused on everything that's out in front of us. We've learned from the past, and we moved on.
How big do you think it is, though, for the psyche of the guys pull it out, pull out a game like this?
It's one of 16. We're going to have a lot of things we need to clean up. We're going to look at the tape. We have to get better this week, and but it's one of 16. It's nice to get a road win.
Does this mean more for the defense, though, after last year? They were on the field a tremendous amount of time in the first half.
You go in the locker room, I think it means a lot to a lot of guys in there right now. It's you got to get one a week, and this was a good one to get this week.
Coach, does getting this win on 9-11 mean anything more to you than any other win that can come this season?
Yeah, we talked about 9-11 last night and our opportunity to pay tribute to the families and to the victims and to the first responders. And it was nice to see such tremendous patriotism out there today.
It looked like you were doing the play calling. What went into that decision for you?
I decided to call the plays today.
How do you think you went?
Not enough points on the board. We need to score more points. We turned the ball over once. Not happy about that. We need to be more consistent on offense. We need to maintain the ball.
Coach, there was a lot of underneath throws to Beasley and Witten today. Did you guys make an emphasis to take away everything deep? It seemed like you were willing to let those small underneath throws
out. We'd rather not have any big chunk plays down the field on us, especially with a first-year starter, a quarterback. You want to keep everything in front of you and then come up and tackle. And, those are very skilled players. They made some nice plays.
How do you feel about taking out Dez? He was pretty much irrelevant the whole game.
Yeah, we had Jack Rabbit travel with him. He competed his tail off today. Glad he was in the red, white, and blue today and every day.
Why'd you want him to follow? What was your thinking behind that?
I think he matches up well with him.
Thank you.